Raise your hand if you want your nails to look perfect all the time. Me too. I'm Sarah Gibson Tuttle from Olive & June, and this is exactly why we created the Manny system. We wanted to make it possible for everyone everywhere to give themselves a beautiful manicure at home. With our tools and our long-lasting polish, each manicure with our Manny system comes out to just $2. That's right, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 manis that you get at a salon and they take hours. Now you can paint your nails on your time and love them more than ever. And by the way, when people ask, who did your nails? Where did you get them done? You're going to proudly say, I did them myself. Get 20% off your first Manny system with code DIYNAIL20 at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. That's code DIYNAIL20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Burt Show.
One of the biggest shows on television, of course, American Idol. We had a chance to sit down and talk with Kelly Clarkson, the eventual winner of the whole thing, and RJ, who, of course, is from here in Atlanta.
We're talking to Kelly Clarkson. Of course, she is the American Idol,
That's
and congratulations.
Right. Thank you. Thank you.
You think there's going to be a time where you're like, okay, I'm not the American Idol chick anymore?
No, yeah, of course. I mean, all of us want to, you know, our individuality. Yeah.
So how are people reacting to you now, like when you go into a shopping mall or if you even just go down to the grocery store to pick something up?
They're really cool. They're just like, oh, hey, you know, I voted for you on the show. You know, you did a great job.
And you're like, all right, cool beans.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
That should be the name of the first album.
I don't know.
Kelly Clarkson, the American Idol, hanging out with the Burt Show today. Mm-hmm. Has anybody asked you to do something that was so un-Kelly Clarkson-like?
Oh,
that
God,
you...
yeah. Like, I went to this one shoot, and I swear to God, it was like a first aid kit. It was like a Band-Aid to wear on my, like a shirt. Like, it was like tiny, and I was like little shorts, and I was like, oh, God, did you watch the show at all? I can't. I would feel naked. People, you know, try and ask me to do stuff like that, and I'm like, no.
So you still have, you have control enough to say, look, that's something I don't want to do right now.
Oh, of course. I mean, nobody can, like, make you wear something.
Yeah.
You know, during the whole competition, Kelly, we talked to RJ and RJ's family.
Oh, like, I love RJ.
Like, every other week. But you got to give us, like, some dirt or some gossip or something about RJ that he wouldn't have shared with us. Like, an embarrassing story. Like, we know about him falling off the stage.
Like, oh, but some, that's not funny at all, though. That was really scary.
Did he cry like a little 3-year-old or something? You got to give us something.
There's got to be.
No, he wasn't crying at all. Actually, that we were all bawling. We all look like retards.
But there's got to be some story about RJ that it would be too embarrassed to tell us that you would have no problem.
You got to give us some scoop on.
There's got to be.
Oh my God, clean. I cannot even think of anything.
We need something to hold over him.
Does he talk in his sleep? Is he a sloppy eater? Does he cuss a lot?
No.
Nothing.
Nothing. He's like the golden boy. He's really nice.
He is so nice.
He doesn't have like uncontrollable gas. Nothing.
Yeah, we don't. We don't trust it. Nobody's the golden boy.
I'm telling you though, he's really just a great guy.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
Say hi to RJ.
Hi, RJ.
What's up, baby?
All right,
so cool. I didn't even know you were on the line, man.
Hey, Kelly, hold on a second. Hey, RJ, while we're talking to Kelly, are there any stories that you know about her? Really embarrassing.
Hey, dude, I don't get embarrassed. Just go ahead. What happened?
You know what? That's funny, too. There's nothing about her. Seriously, honestly.
Okay, well, you can do this. You can either confirm this for us, that we hear that you're going out with Justin.
Oh, really? Oh. everybody says that.
No, that's not true.
No, we're really good friends, but no, no, nothing like that.
Is that the craziest rumor you've heard about yourself that's just not true?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, nobody's really said anything. I'm all for it, dude. I was, when we were in the Enquirer in, like, the Globe, I was, like, calling all my friends, like, saying how cool it was. I mean, kudos to y'all. I'll give you stuff if you want to have some fun, like, because I don't mind.
I thought it was funny. I guess it was People Magazine, and I on the cover where they had, first of all, your school picture. I don't know if you saw that, and I can't remember which issue it was. And then inside, they were talking about a guy in school.
Oh, you're talking about Us.
Oh, it was Us. Okay, Us Weekly. Yeah, and there was an article in there about a guy that you had a crush on and had his school picture, and then they asked him what he feels about it, how he feels about it now.
I thought it was really funny how they, like, put, like, heartbroken or whatever. Like, I just had a crush on this guy. Like, it wasn't, like, huge. Right. And they, like, called him and everything, and we still talk. So he like, called me saying, some magazine just called me about our relationship, and I was like, what?
Kelly, we know you got a lot of these to do, so we'll let you go, but we're going to keep RJ on with us.
Okay? Oh, cool beans. Y'all have a great time with
there
RJ.
There it is again.
Cool beans again.
Hey. Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, Kelly, can you do us a favor before we usually do this stuff off the air, but we know you got limited time, so can you do us something real quick before you hang up?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, this is Kelly Clarkson, and I'll see you October 21st at Phillips Arena with Q100 for the American Idol Tour.
Good Lord, Jeff. Come on, man. Have a couple words.
I'll bet she can do it.
That's a paragraph.
Okay, what was right after October 21st at Phillips Arena with Q100?
For the American Idol Tour.
Hi, this is Kelly Clarkson, and I'll see you guys October 21st at Phillips Arena with Q100 for the American Idol Tour.
Nice.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very
nice.
See you later, Kelly.
Okay, bye, RJ.
Congratulations.
Bye.
Have a good one.
Hey, RJ.
Hi, what's up?
Oh, my God. Does she ever slow down, dude?
She is always talking. I love it, though. She's cool like that.
She's really cool. I mean, there are a lot of people in this competition that you really pulled for, and she was just one of them.
She is just so phenomenal. Like, her voice is just phenomenal, you know? And I was watching the show the other night, and she actually came over to watch it with me. And it's just so fun to be able to watch her and see her. She's developed. You know, she's in her element when she's on stage, you know, and she's never nervous. Never, ever nervous.
Now, you said you guys hung out together and watched the Monday night show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is that, when you're sitting there, because, I mean, you're up on stage, she's up on stage. Was it just the two of you, or were there others there from the top 10?
No, just me and her.
Okay, so you guys are watching that. Is it a type of thing where, you know, she comes on, and then you go, you did so great, and then you come on, she goes, you did so great, and then you make fun of the other eight together?
It was funny, just because, you know, somebody would come on from the top 20 that we didn't really get along with, and they would say something funny about it, or I would say something funny about it. But that's the extent of our being mean.
I'll tell you who bugs me out of that top 20. I'll come totally clean
with
you.
All right, cool.
Okay, that girl from Miami.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay,
right,
yeah,
there.
She drives
one of the friends.
Yeah, not kind of the lighter girl. Like,
yeah,
she looks like she's Hispanic.
Both, the friends from Miami
Alexandra.
Bother me.
They drive me.
Alexandra's a bit much.
I don't know what it is. As soon as she comes on TV, I'm just like, oh, I don't know what it is about that girl I don't like, but I don't like her, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Exactly.
So what do you got going on now, man? I mean, obviously you're doing the tour here.
Dude, I got called 3 Old Navy commercials the other day.
Awesome. Oh, yay. Congratulations.
Hey, RJ, we normally do this off the air, but we know you're kind of limited for time.
Oh, my gosh.
So can you say something for me real quick?
Yeah.
Hey, this is RJ Helton, and I will see you October 21st at Phillips Arena with Q100 for the American Idol concert.
Yeah, I'll probably screw this up. And Kelly did so amazing. I'm the one that has to do, like, 3 takes.
Big old breath.
Yeah, okay. Okay, here I go. Hey, this is RJ Helton, and I'll see you October 21st at Phillips Arena for the American Idol Tour.
With Q100.
Oh, oh.
Yay, we got dirt on him.
Oh, God, I'll see you guys later.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.